This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Mr. Brian Peel's on the line with us from the Aussie Word. Good morning, Brizy.
Good morning. How are we going today?
Excellent. What's making entertainment news this week?
I've got a couple of things for you today. Good news for the fans for HBO series Looking, the LGBT series, which is returning for a second season next year, guys. It's coming back in January, and Daniel Franzese is actually going to join the cast as a series regular, as Eddie, believe it or not.
Wow.
So, yeah, the video promo is out for that. You can get that on theaussieword.com. Boys, there is a boys' trip into the wilderness and some intense relationship drama for those guys, and also a love interest for Augustine. So, something to really look forward to on HBO, January 11th, at that very cheeky time slot of 10 o'clock at night.
I've got to say, Brizy, this is obviously, Looking's obviously the HBO spin-off of Showtime's Queer as Folk. Soundtrack has been Queer as Folk inspired. I remember watching that at 10 p.m. as well on SBS here when it was telecast. It was awesome watching it on mute with all the sex scenes. Now, so this is actually great that there are more gay series getting out there, because we haven't had big groundbreaking ones since Queer as Folk.
No, we haven't. And I've got to say, in that first series, the soundtrack to Looking was really, really good. It's second to none. So, yeah, if you haven't caught up, catch the first series. Very short series. But, yeah, the second one's going to hit us in January.
Brizy, speaking of things that are hitting us soon, everything's coming out in the music world. People are thinking that they can make Christmas hits and they're redoing Christmas songs. And, oh, put me out of my misery, Brizy.
There are so many Christmas songs out at the moment. New ones and remakes, like we've had Band-Aid 30 redo the Do They Know It's Christmas. Ariana Grande released a new Christmas tune. Delta Goodrum's teamed up with Gurumal to recreate Silent Night, which is fantastic.
Now that I would listen to, but, you know, Ariana, she's just got one less problem with that Christmas album she's releasing.
And Peter Andre, do you remember that dude?
Yes, Mysterious Girl.
Yeah. Mysterious Girl, yeah, he's got a Christmas tune. And the lovely Christine Arnoux G-string, you know the lovely Christine Arnoux.
Absolutely, we chatted about
Island
last week.
Christmas. And also, hang on to your hats, the Venga Boys are coming.
The Venga Boys?
Yeah, you know what? Got a new tune.
I thought the Venga Boys had been, like, extinct, because, you know, they're like, the Venga Bus is coming, boom, 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 where are they? But they're coming back.
They were stuck in their room on the Venga Bus on their way to Ibiza.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's where they were.
Song, a new one called Where Did My Christmas Tree Go? And the video clip was filmed in Jamaica.
Get
that
out.
One. So, yeah, non-stop world tour for the Venga Boys. And the boys in the Sound Museum, Leo and Jono, are going to be doing a bit of a Christmas special tonight. So you'll have to listen into that one. They're going to be playing lots and lots of Christmas songs on their show.
Oh, just what a Jewish boy wants to hear on a Wednesday night. And also, before we let you go, apparently Madonna is doing a special concert tour next year.
Well, I know we spoke about Madonna last week, but yeah, I had some late news yesterday that she's announced a special concert tour for 2015, wow. And she wants to pull out all the stops, and it's been 30 years since the Virgin Tour. Now,
wow, 30 years since Madonna was a virgin. Interesting.
It's been 30 years since that tour. And look, it's been a long, long time in between drinks for Madonna and her affiliation with Australia. So, again, that rumour recirculates, and this could be it. She could be visiting us next year. So we could have Madge right here in Melbourne.
Well, fingers crossed we have Madge here in Melbourne, Brizy, and in Australia as well. Thanks so much for your entertainment report. If you want to find out more on what's happening in entertainment news all around Australia and the world, check out theaussieword.com.
Thanks, Brizy.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks, guys.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.